selfdefenseguns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28.5 in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Lucifer. And so I worked with him some resources and things of that nature, but that was the problem. He approached his pastor about it, and that was the concern. It wasn't about the truth. It wasn't about what was going on. It was, well, you know, if they confront it, then those people might leave, and of course they're big contributors. And I wish that was an isolated case, but unfortunately it's not. It happens all over the place. And not just with the issue of masonry, but even this issue of evolution. And, you know, it's our privilege to get this information out, because the Bible predicted 2,000 years ago, folks, that a day would actually come when people would actually suppress the truth about God's existence. The book of Romans recorded that for us. The Apostle Paul wrote down, he says, in fact, this is why the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against the godlessness and wickedness of men who what? Who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Why? Well, it continues on. It says, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. Well, how do you do that? Well, keep reading. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, his divine nature, it has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, i.e. his creation, so that men are without excuse. And so the Bible tells us, you know, interesting thing, and people say, well, you know, if God was real, he'd leave us evidence. Well, hey, look out the door, folks. Look at your body. Look at a flea, a tree, to you and me. And once you begin to realize that these things didn't happen by chance, it implies that there is somebody who created this above and beyond all his creation. And, of course, that's God. And so that's what we do in the study, is we appeal to not just science, which is important, but, frankly, to people's reason and logic. And when you begin to look at this issue of evolution, you see that the whole thing is totally bankrupt. And so we just match science with facts and look down the line. We don't just quote a bunch of Bible verses on this study. We meet people where they're at. And number one, so that people can know, hello, there really is a God, and we really can have a beautiful, intimate, personal relationship with the creator of the universe through Jesus Christ. But you need to understand, folks, the Bible also, I just read the text there, says people would on purpose suppress the truth. In fact, another text says in the book of Peter that these people would be willingly ignorant. Okay, now stop and think about what that term means, willingly ignorant. With all due respect, folks, just to bring it down to the vernacular, that means dumb on purpose. That means they're going to take a look at the facts of creation, which should point them towards the evidence of God's existence. And they're going to turn the other way on purpose and put their fingers in their ear, la, 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 you know, don't confuse me with the facts. Okay, and why? Because that text tells us the motive why these people are suppressing the truth. It says there because they don't want there to be a God, because they want to follow their ungodly desires. Now, what you need to understand, folks, is what those ungodly desires are do involve you. This study, folks, is not just an issue on creation versus evolution. It's not just, oh, those Christians are just trying to prove their point. And there is an element of that. And, you know, to try to share the good news that God is real, and you really can have a relationship with him. But you need to understand, folks, that they're using the lie of evolution to get people to go along with this new world order that is all over our planet and in high gear. And you need to also know, you talk about wickedness and godlessness that was talked about there, these people who would suppress it. Folks, what they are planning to do is to annihilate 90% of the population of this world. And you might think, well, hey, that's pretty crazy. Well, hey, check it out for yourself, folks. They actually want to do that. And here's the point. They're using evolution to get the job done. Because you might think, well, hey, you know, if 90% of the population of the Earth, that's billions and billions of people. I mean, these people can't really be serious. I mean, if people find that out, they're going to put up a ruckus. They're going to fight against it. No, not all of them, folks. And here's the reason why. Because they're using evolution to condition the minds of the people, okay, into accepting mass annihilation, you know, because it's good for the planet. You know, and of course, these guys who are behind it think that they're going to be up on top, and those only the 10% who get to live are going to serve them. And if you think I'm making this up, folks, you really need to check out the facts yourself. And so oftentimes, people, they don't want to listen to that. They, hey, you're some sort of conspiracy nut, some wacko guy. Okay, so we're going to come in from a different angle. And we're going to
hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, that's Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. So you pick up the story there.
Well, and so that's what we're trying to do, Dr. Monteith. You know, people don't want to deal with the information head on, that these people are deadly serious about annihilating 90% of the population of the whole world. And they're going to come out on top, and they're going to get to rule, and those people who get to still be alive get to serve these people. You know, if you don't want to deal with that, then what we have done with this study is we've come in and, if you will, trying to pull the rug out from underneath the whole premise that these people are using to get this into place, and that's called evolution. And so that's what we deal with, and we, you know, we literally go the whole gamut, okay? So you can see that it doesn't matter what arena of life, folks, there is evidence of intelligent design. And the whole premise is basically, if you see design in something, that implies a designer. That's called logic, okay? That's just using your own brain. For instance, if I were to say that my watch with about 12 moving parts evolved in a street over millions and billions of years and was struck by a lightning bolt to hit a couple sticks and some mud and voila, out popped the watch. If I really believed that, you would write me off as a kook. Yet, folks, you stop and think about it. The whole premise of evolution, biological evolution, let alone not only cosmic evolution, but biological evolution, you look at it, and they say that our bodies that have an average of about 50 trillion cells did just that. Okay, but my watch with 12 moving parts, you're going to call me crazy, but then it's somehow acceptable to say our bodies with 50 trillion cells, with, by the way, multiple organs, which all have to be there fully functioning in the same place at one time in space in order to function properly, you're going to say that did? It's crazy. It's ludicrous. And until you understand their motive, folks, it makes no sense, because as you begin to look at this issue of the supposed evidence for evolution, it is completely bankrupt. And so that's what we do. We just deal with facts, scientific facts, and we journey literally all the way from the telescope all the way down to the microscope. I mean, from one end of the spectrum to the other. We've already dealt in these interviews, Dr. Monteith, with the universe. Then we came in closer to the solar system. We dealt with the evidence of design in the human body. The animal kingdom, we looked at large and small mammals, birds and fish, and so now we're getting even down closer. Ultimately, we'll even get down to the bacteria level. Folks, it's evidence of design is everywhere. And so today I want to talk a little bit about reptiles, maybe if I get that far, about some bugs, some insects, little things that we step on or if they're spiders, we run from. But they show incredible design on everything. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, that God is the one who gave life to these things, creatures that move along the ground. Of course, the wild animals, each according to its kind. But that's the problem, folks. Evolution, they don't say that. They don't say, hey, yeah, look at all those creepy, crawly animals that came from God. Okay, what do they say? They say, no, look at all those creepy, crawly animals that exploded from an accidental blob. Okay, which is kind of ludicrous, because you go back to the issue with the issue of the Big Bang. And the Big Bang, if you study that, that's kind of funny, actually, is they believe that the point of singularity for the Big Bang explosion, when they first were formulating this, they taught that it was, I don't know how many, it was tens of thousands of miles across. And then it began to shrink until they got it down from that big, this piece of matter that blew up, okay, they got it all the way down into what's called an infinitesimal dot, just a little dot, like a dot on a period on a page. That's what they believe. That's what they teach, okay, which is pretty crazy. I mean, all the universe compacted into a tiny little dot, no bigger than a period on a page. That's pretty crazy. Okay, but then they say from that little tiny dot, everything exploded into life, and voila, here we are. Well, I'm sorry. First of all, were you there? And two, that's pretty crazy. You still don't escape another logical question. And the logical question you should be asking, folks, okay, is this. Where did the dot come from? Who made the dot? Who made the little tiny piece of dirt that supposedly blew up into everything that we see today? And believe it or not, they call it the X factor, which is basically the fancy-smancy scientific way of saying we have no stinking idea. Well, they can't escape it. It doesn't matter how far you go back. All of life was created. Yes, at a moment of time, I would agree with that, but it came from the hand of God. And so let's take a look at some of these creepy crawly animals, folks, and you tell me if there's any way that they ever, ever could have evolved by chance. I don't think so. You've got to have more faith to believe in evolution, folks, than just the facts of science. Let's take a look at just a couple of them. One's the gecko. Of course, we're familiar with the gecko because, you know, they use it for selling car insurance, but the gecko is kind of interesting lizard reptile because it can stick to just about any kind of surface. I mean, literally running upside down on a ceiling, even a polished glass, and it doesn't fall off. And it wasn't actually, folks, until recently that scientists figured out how in the world this little tiny lizard could pull that off. And it all started when the electron microscope was invented, and they applied it to the foot of the gecko. And they magnified it 35,000 times, and what they found is that on each toe of the gecko's foot had these ridges on it with millions, not thousands, millions of tiny hairs, and each one of those hairs had a tiny suction cup. And get this, the hairs with the suction cups were about one-tenth of a millimeter long, okay? And then on the end of each of these branches that were on there had a spatula-like structure that was one-fifty-thousandth of an inch, totaling about 3 million per square inch. And researchers freely admitted, this is a direct quote, folks, this is beyond the limits of human technology. Now, wait a second. You finally get to take a look at what's really going on with the gecko's foot, and you freely admit that this is beyond the limits of human technology. Okay, which, by the way, human technology takes what? People to think it up, to use your brains, to use intelligence, to design stuff, right? And this is something beyond that. And you're going to say that happened by an accidental explosion or something somewhere? I don't think so, folks. That doesn't make sense. Okay, and that's just the tiny little gecko lizard. Let's move on to another one. There's an animal called the Chuckwalla lizard. Okay, it lives in the Mojave Desert. Okay, now the problem is in the Mojave Desert, it may not rain for a whole year, so how in the world does this little lizard stay alive? Well, it just so happens that beneath all that baggy skin that it has are these little tiny lymph spaces, okay, that the Chuckwalla uses as a kind of water storage bin to survive. Okay, well, that's kind of handy, but he's still got a lot more problems to overcome. The desert plants that the Chuckwalla gets to eat, they grow on alkali soil, which means they're chock full of salts. And because of this, each summer the Chuckwalla actually eats enough salt to kill it. So the question is, well, how does that thing stay alive? Well, it just so happens that the Chuckwalla comes with two nasal passages that have two bean-shaped glands that connect to pools inside of each nostril. And believe it or not, folks, these glands just happen to have the ability to extract the salt and drain the salt into those little nose pools. But wait a second, he's still got a problem. That deadly salt is still in his body. So what's the Chuckwalla do? Well, get this, folks. I'm not making this up. Check it out yourself. The Chuckwalla lizard actually gets rid of the salt by sneezing it right out of his nose. Excuse me? You're going to say that evolved by chance? How's that thing going to survive unless all these features are fully functioning at the same time? It couldn't last hardly any time at all in that environment. But here's another one. This one's called the gastric brooding frog. This is wild. It's in Australia, and it's got this totally unique method of giving birth to its young. As it turns out, this frog, it doesn't have a placental womb like a mammal. It doesn't have an outside pouch like a marsupial, and nor does it lay its eggs on in a nest on the ground. Believe it or not, folks, it swallows them. Okay? As it turns out, this little frog uses its stomach to hatch its eggs, meaning its stomach just happens to have the ability to both, listen, both digest food and act as a womb. And here's what it does. When this frog becomes pregnant, folks, the stomach somehow knows to stop its digestive functions and ceases to excrete enzymes so that it can become an incubator where dozens of baby frogs are going to be hatched. And sure enough, the mama frog soon has dozens of live baby frogs crawling around in her stomach that's now become a womb. And then once the baby frogs get big enough and they see the hole at the top of the stomach, okay, towards the mouth, they know inherently somehow that they need to crawl up the esophagus, okay, into the mama's mouth where the mama frog proceeds to spit them out, which I think I would too. But here's the point. Then when the last baby frog emerges, this makeshift womb, suddenly it knows that it needs to once again revert back into a fully functioning stomach, which it does, and the mama frog goes back to eating again. Now, folks, how could those frogs survive? How could you procreate unless those functions in that frog were there fully functioning all at the same time? But let me give you just one more reptile. It's called the false-eyed frog. This is wild. This one's in South America, and it's a really colorful frog, and there's a reason why. It's about 3 inches long. It's got these spots of brown and black and blue and gray and white all over its skin, and it uses it to change color. And that's pretty cool, but the question is, okay, why is it the false-eyed frog? Why'd they call it that? Well, it has to do with what this frog does and its ability to change colors. Here's what it does. Check this out. This frog, just to give you a scenario, will be sitting in the jungle, minding its own business, when an enemy, like a snake or a rat, comes along. So what's the frog do? Well, instantly, he jumps. He doesn't jump to the left. He doesn't jump to the right. Instantly, when the enemy comes along, this frog turns its back towards the intruder. Why? Because in that same instance, the false-eyed frog changes the colors on its back into a face. That's right. It changes the colors on its back into a face. And not just any old face, folks, but one that is specifically designed so that its enemy sees a big head, a nose, a mouth, two black and blue eyes that look so real that they have a black pupil and blue iris around it. But he's still not done. He then puts his head low to the ground, raises his hind parts real high to appear like a large animal's head in just the right location with his eyes staring right at you. Then the frog tucks in its hind legs together underneath his eyes to form the shape of a mouth. And not just any mouth, but one that just happens to appear to move as he moves his hind legs. And then he turns his toes in a specific way so that his toes now appear to be a pair of long, sharp-looking claws coming out the side of his face. And here's the most amazing thing. I mean, that right there is enough to just blow your mind. But, folks, what's amazing is how the false-eyed frog does all of what I just shared to you all on his back, which means he never sees what he's doing. There's no mirror in the jungle for him to practice over millions and billions of years to get this face thing right. Okay, he does it all on his back. Listen, and he does it in 1 second. It just pops around, bang, psh, there's the face. Now, folks, you're going to tell me that evolved by chance? It's ludicrous, okay? And that's why, folks, scientists all over the world are starting to finally come out and say that this whole evolutionary premise, yes, I said scientists, and they are saying this is absolutely ludicrous. In fact, one scientist, he makes this prediction, Soren Lovtrup, he said this. He said, this is a direct quote, scientist. He says, I believe that one day the Darwinian myth will be ranked as the greatest deceit in the history of science. But he's not the only one, folks. There's tons of scientists coming out. And Jim Holt, he's the writer of Science and Philosophy in the Wall Street Journal. He said this, when you start taking a look at this evidence, he says, I was reminded of this a few months ago when I saw a survey in the journal Nature. It revealed that 40% of American physicists, biologists, and mathematicians believe in God. And not just some metaphysical abstraction. He said, but a deity who takes an active interest in our affairs and hears our prayers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Another from Soviet, I mean the Soviet bloc, folks, the Soviet mathematician Alexander Polyakov, he says this. He says, quote, we know that nature is described by the best of all possible mathematics. Why? Listen, direct quote, because God created it. Now, folks, what's going on here? These people are, I'm sure, intelligent, and they're just dealing with the facts, just like the rest of us. Okay, and once they come across the facts, what are they doing? They're doing exactly what the Bible said would happen, that you would come to the realization that God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, are clearly seen, i.e., his existence, from what has been made from the evidence of creation. And this is the problem, Dr. Monteith. These people in the New World Order, they've grabbed control of the media, they've got control of Hollywood, okay? They've got control of the educational system with the NEA, okay? And then they're pushing their whole agenda on a global scale. And so who and where are people going to get this information from? Okay, you look at the average Joe, if you will, across America, and where does the average Joe get his information, i.e. his world belief and views from? It's from just that. It's from his education, which is secular, which these guys have control of, okay? It's from the media, it's from Hollywood, and from other people who also get their information from those sources. So if you grab control of those sources, then you literally grab control of the minds of the people. And that's exactly what's being done, folks. You try to get this information on TV, they'll laugh at you. You try to get this in the educational system, they'll accuse you, even though you're dealing with nothing but science, they will accuse you of having some sort of a religious agenda and you got to keep it out as blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous. And so that's what we're trying to do, Dr. Monteith, is we're trying to do what the best that we can and trying to use the media to get the information out to people, and you can make up your own brain. But that's just reptiles. Let's take a look at some bugs. As we even get smaller. How about spiders, folks? I don't know about you, but I'm not a big fan of spiders. But well, if you take a look at spiders long enough, you're going to see that there's no way these things ever evolved by chance.
Well, you just hold that. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crow right here at the American Freedom Festival.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttex.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Dr. Stan back here, I guess, this morning, Pastor Bone, Baptist Frontier Church, and now Pastor Billy has put what we're covering today into a 10-part DVD series, which we carry. It's on creation. We think it's important. We have his other excellent DVDs on the Bible Countdown, along with his book on that subject, and we even have some of that on CD-ROM, his first five parts of that talk. We think it's important that you have the information. That's why we offer it. Pastor, would you like to get out your website or information on how people could reach you if they needed to?
Yeah, sure. I finally get to make the announcement. It's finally finished. We have a new website that people can check out, and you can contact us directly. And that, of course, is www.getalifemedia.com. That's GETALIFEMEDIA.com. GetAlifeMedia.com, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, very good. Well, let's get back to the discussion of spiders, because...
Yeah, spiders, you know, say what? I can't
really
those things.
Amazing
personally.
If you stop and think about them. They're creepy and crawly, but, I mean, how they're able to coordinate all those legs and to spin the webs and do the things that they do is truly incredible.
Well, and that's just it. And you stop and just think about that before you even get into that, Dr. Monteith. And what is that? What is that? That thing that we run from, hope they don't come into your house, but there's bugs and things that just crawl around we take for granted and we don't even see. Those are evidence of intelligent design. I mean, everywhere you look, and that's why we were trying to be replete with this study, from the telescope down to the microscope, folks, everything. And that's why the Bible says that so that men are without excuse. You're not going to get to stand before God and say, God, it just wasn't fair. I just didn't have enough proof of your existence. I don't think so, folks. Everywhere, all of life shows evidence, including spiders and bugs, that it had to be in design, hence there was a designer. And again, but let's take a look at that spider. Here's just one of them. It's called a flying spider. I hate them bad enough when they crawl, but can you imagine they fly? And they do. And it's simply called a flying spider. And check it out, folks. Here's how this guy works. After one of these spiders, a baby flying spider is born, immediately he crawls up to a high point. Now, how he had that inherent knowledge, we don't know. It's almost like he came pre-programmed with him. Shocker. Anyway, so he climbs immediately once he's born to a high point. Maybe it's a grass blade. Maybe it's the side of a tree trunk. But then once he's there, he knows to turn his backside up. He begins to spew forth webbing from his backside to the point where it's about 9 feet long. Well, why? Is he just bored? No. For some reason, he knows inherently that the wind is going to catch this. And sure enough, the next thing you know, he's lifted off his feet into the air, and off he goes flying away. But that's not the half of it. He not only knows how to start flying, he knows how to steer himself while he's flying. As soon as he gets airborne, he climbs up on the fluttering thread of web without falling off, which is a huge mystery, okay? And he actually begins to steer his quote-unquote vessel. And he does it by walking up about halfway out onto the line, and he begins to pull on it. He tugs on it here and there. He reels it in underneath him. And you're going, well, why? Well, because in this way, the line becomes a rudder, and he literally steers himself up or down. But the question is, folks, wait a second. Where does a one-day-old spider with a brain one-thousandth the size of a pinhead learn such excellent flying instructions? Well, folks, while scientists are still trying to figure it out, the flying spider keeps on flying until he eventually lands on something else, but only long enough until he prepares for another flight, until he gets to where he wants to go. In fact, folks, these baby flying spiders have been found as high as 16,000 feet in the air, which is higher than any other animal on the planet, and it means he can take a trip either just several miles down the road or literally to another state or even to an island in a far-off sea. That's pretty amazing. Here's another one. It's called the large blue butterfly. Okay, and this butterfly starts off as a larva that eventually turns into a caterpillar. But unlike other butterflies, after the first two molts, it becomes restless and literally walks away from its food source, which is crazy. You think that's just suicide. Well, then it goes and does something even more suicidal, so it seems. It deliberately lays its eggs on plants right next to an ant's nest. And sure enough, the ants find it And then the ants do something even weirder. They don't eat the caterpillar like you would expect. They actually start stroking the caterpillar. And not just any part of the caterpillar. They specifically, the ants, begin stroking the 10th, not the 9th, not the 12th, not the 11th, not the 3rd, the 10th segment of the caterpillar. Well, why? Because for some reason, folks, these ants know inherently that this 10th segment on this caterpillar will ooze out a sweet kind of honeydew for the ants to eat. And then with the ants all over it, the caterpillar takes action and raises up its hind end, reaches up into the air. So you think, well, hey, he's trying to get away from the ants, right? No, not at all. At this signal, that's what it is. It's a signal. At this signal, the first ant that found it, and for some reason we're told, folks, only the first ant, will gently seize and lift the caterpillar up, signaling the other ants to come and help carry it off to their underground nest, the ant's nest. Uh-oh, he's in trouble now. So they eat it, right? No, not at all. They actually make a home for this caterpillar, and they actually feed it some of their own baby ants for food. Why would they do this? Because in exchange, the ants get to keep milking the caterpillar's 10th segment for their own food. In fact, this is really wild. Scientists have actually tried to harvest this nectar themselves by touching the 10th segment of this caterpillar, but to no avail. Nothing happens. For some reason, folks, get this, only the touch of an ant's antenna or feet will yield the nectar. That's pretty wild. But that's still not all. Soon, the caterpillar makes a cocoon where about 3 weeks later, it does eventually emerge as a butterfly. Uh-oh, but now it's got a big problem. Okay, as it turns out, ants really love to eat butterflies. So what's this large blue butterfly do? Nothing. For some reason, folks, the ants won't touch him, even though that's a good food source. And even though he's no longer yielding his honeydew, okay, that used to be the trade-off, he's not doing it anymore, he just casually crawls out, flies off, and the cycle begins all over again in the next season. That is crazy for people to say that all happens by chance. It's almost like it's a perfectly designed relationship. But that's not all. There's another one called the common mime, and it lives in Sri Lanka. And it's anything but common because it mimics various things at various stages of its development. First of all, for some reason, it knows that it lays its golden-colored eggs, that it needs to lay those golden-colored eggs next to the shoots of another plant that's also golden-colored. Well, that's pretty nice. You know, pretty, is that a quinkydink? But then it goes on. It gets even more wild. Then it just so happens that as a young larva, it eats not on the bottom of the leaves like most larvae do, okay, because you're hiding from the birds, but it actually eats right out on top, right in plain view. Why? Because it just so happens at this stage of development, it becomes, I kid you not, colored with a brown and yellow smeary-looking cream-colored marks all over it with a wet-looking gloss all over it. And so it looks just like a bird dropping, so nobody touches it. That's why you can eat on top of it. Well, that's pretty quinky-dink. But here's the problem. The second half of this stage, he becomes too big for this disguise, so what's he do? Well, it just so happens, all of a sudden, he changes colors again. This time, he changes to a black, a yellow, and red color. Well, why? Because it just so happens that on the island of Sri Lanka, creatures with those colors are dangerous or poisonous, and so once again, he's left alone.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone, talking about the wonderful things in nature that couldn't have happened by accident.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The people of Rush Housing Authority believe that respect and care for the elderly is important year-round. With the busy holiday season upon us, we must remember our seniors. Remember by offering a helping hand with chores, giving rides, or simply taking time to visit and make sure they're safe. Letting them know you care could be the greatest gift you give this year. That's from the Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttex.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Miller, I'm back here at the American News Network. I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and our last segment here, Pastor Billy, you go right ahead. But you were telling us about this little critter, you know, and now he changes to another color. And what was that about?
Well, again, it's multiple stages. This guy happens to turn colors, sizes, shapes, appearance, all throughout these different various phases. And it just so happens that, every single one of them keeps him from getting eaten. Of course, the last one we just talked about, he turns a black, yellow, and red color, and it just so happens those colors are usually animals that have those colors on Sri Lanka are dangerous or poisonous, so again, it's left alone. And then at another stage, once he loses that, he loses those colors, he goes into another stage, and he appears like a short twig that's broken off on a branch, so he gets left alone there as well. And then once he finally emerges as a butterfly, which obviously birds like to eat, he comes out as a brown or yellow color, like two different species of butterflies, which are just happen to be distasteful to birds. Okay, and he actually mimics their flying patterns of the two types of butterflies that birds won't eat. Okay, he actually mimics the way that they fly. He's like a little copycat. It's like, how did that guy get that knowledge? And how does something like that evolve? I mean, when you don't have those abilities to change those colors, to mimic other butterflies' abilities, and things that to escape getting eaten, anywhere along those different changes, you're dead, and dead butterflies have no babies, hence you cannot evolve. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's all kinds of bugs, folks, that are absolutely wild. There's this thing called the Malayan hooded locust, and it will actually slit open a part of its body to expose part of its gut to give the illusion that it's already been wounded, so the predators think it's a poor item to eat. Or, just to give you some statistics, folks, incredible design we see in things that we take for granted. How about the flea? Hey, folks, a flea can jump 130 times its own height, which means it overcomes a force of 200 Gs, which is equivalent to a horse jumping over the Andes Mountains in one jump. A common flea. Or a snail. Snail, we see them all the time. A snail can pull up to 200 times its own weight, which is equivalent to a man pulling 13 tons. Okay? There's these bugs called flata, F-L-A-T-A, plant bugs, flata plant bugs. Okay? And they actually gather together in a design pattern on a plant so that they end up looking like a flower on that plant so nobody messes with them. And you might think, hey, that's not a big deal. But it just so happens some of these bugs are pink and some of those bugs are green. And so here's what they do. The pink ones somehow know that they need to gather in the center, while the green ones encircle the pink ones, making them look just like a pink flower in the midst of a small green leaf on a plant or something like that. Let's go back to spiders. Some spiders, they don't even make webs to trap their prey. They build a kind of fishing net about the size of a nickel, and they throw it over the insects. And in fact, some spiders, they don't even wait for the insects to come along, but they actually make a little raft out of webbing. They climb in, I'm not kidding, and they go canoeing after the insects, okay? There's another spider, it's called the bolo spider, okay? And it's just like a little cowboy or something. They don't make a web, they don't make a net, they don't even make a canoe. But just like a cowboy, they take a strand of their webbing, a silk, if you will, spider silk, and they put a tiny sticky blob of goo on the end of it, and they literally lasso their prey with it, okay? There's a beetle, it's called the bombardier beetle. Totally amazing. It's a bomb-producing bug, folks. Okay, it's got a defensive mechanism that's a cross between tear gas and a machine gun. And here's how it works. You tell me how this could ever happen by chance. all of this has to be there fully functioning, or this thing's dead meat. It literally will blow up. When the beetle senses danger, it starts mixing together some of its internal enzymes contained within one of its body chambers. Okay, it happens to have several chambers. And these chemicals are made up of some normally harmless compounds of hydrogen peroxide and hydroquinone. Okay? Harmless, that is, when they're not placed together. Because if they are placed together, they'll blow up because it's the same mixture, similar, that's used in rockets. Okay? Yet here they are inside this beetle, and he doesn't blow up. Why? Well, it just so happens the beetle also has another chemical that he just so happens to know how and when to insert with the other two chemicals that prevent them from exploding at that point. Okay? But he still wants them to explode later. So he proceeds to squirt some of this liquid into another chamber made precisely for combustion, where he then secretes other enzymes to cause the hydrogen peroxide to decompose into oxygen and the hydroquinone into toxic hydrogen. Then, just before the instant of explosion, he combines this hydrogen and oxygen to form water, H2O, which is then supercharged to a temperature of 212 degrees, where it's released in a violent explosion that results in a jet-propelled, boiling hot liquid fire that's literally machine gun at his enemy out of his back end. Okay? But not just one that's randomly shot out the back. Listen to this. This noxious boiling spray explodes outward with the fluid being pumped out through twin rear nozzles that rotate just like a B-17's gun turret, and they hit the intruder with bullseye accuracy. And keep in mind, folks, all it takes is one mistake with the mixing of these chemicals in this bombardier beetle, and that thing is dead. It would literally blow up. But for some reason, it never does. Now, folks, how in the world could those bugs, just pick one of them, how could they ever slowly evolve over time? And at what stage of development could any of them ever survive, let alone procreate, unless all of those features were there all at the same time, fully functioning? That's ridiculous. You got to have more faith to believe that somehow that all happened by chance. And once again, it is evidence, just like the Bible said, that this stuff was designed. It's clearly designed. That one bug, folks, has the same type of characteristics that's used in rockets with rocket fuel, which, by the way, was designed by men. Okay? And so if you're not going to say that rockets and the propulsion and rocket fuel happen over millions and billions of years with a lightning bolt and some chance encounter with some wind, rain, and mud, why are you going to say that that beetle did? Okay? You need to understand, folks, there really is an agenda, and these people really want to pull off this New World Order, and they're using the live evolution to pull it off. Okay? Stop and think about it, folks. What do you think Hitler used as justification to kill the 6 million Jews and 7 million Christians, by the way, most people don't realize? It was evolution, folks. It was evolution. What do you think Pol Pot used to kill one-third of the people in his country? Evolution. What do you think Stalin used to kill anywhere from 20 to 60 million of his people? Evolution. What do you think Mao Zedong used to kill 50 to 80 million people in his country? Folks, it's evolution, and they're using the same thing here in America, and if we don't get prepared, this mass genocide is going to happen again.
Hey, we're out of time, Pastor. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you later. We'll be right back.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning take this opportunity to remind area drivers that the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety, caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, and if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. 303-659-1087. Mention this holiday reminder for fast service. That's A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Chris, is Pastor Billy Crone. I hope you enjoy his presentations as much as I do, and I get a chance to hear them three times because we have him on each one of our networks that we do every day. And, of course, we do carry his 10 DV series. You can get the first five or both five DVD sets by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We recommend them for you. We also carry his DVD set on The Final Countdown, a book by that title, and a CD set. We carry the first five CDs there in the Countdown to Armageddon. Information you need to have to understand what's going on today. The prophecies, they're all written out there for you, at least in the book. Although you hear them in the DVDs, and there's a lot of great film footage. We also carry his film footage on his series on RFID identification, his own testimonies, how he became a Christian. He was previously involved with the New Age and the occult, and then, of course, it's Get a Life. So they're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. We carry several books on evolution by James Perloff. One is called A Tornado in a Graveyard, in the Junkyard. The Tornado in a Junkyard, and then the second one you could simply ask for James Perloff, and then we carry a little book called The Encyclopedia of Evolution. It's inexpensive. All the information you need, the arguments you need. Certainly, if they could convince us that Darwin is true, they could convince us of anything, and they do because they control the media. How do they do it? Why? Because there's a group of very wealthy people who have used a fraudulent financial system to bring about this one world government. And we certainly have to understand they have created a fraudulent financial system where they create money out of nothing. They call it credit, and then they use that money to buy up the media, to buy up the corporations, to buy up the universities and have their endowed chairs there and then to change the structure of our society. If you haven't ever seen the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, how the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations set out to change America, and this is the basis of the congressional hearings held back in the 1950s, the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, available only from Radio Liberty because we've kept it in print for the last a couple of decades. And then, of course, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can understand what's going on by listening to my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. Or read the book, or hear our talk on the Forbidden Secret of the Financial Armageddon, because they both come with syllabuses. the world revolution, Iraq, the untold story, telling how they got us into the phony war in Iraq, and then, of course, all the background of all the wars that have gone on. Well, so much more. Again, I number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, next to me until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost.